continues. We'll be near 80 on Saturday. Slight risk of showers continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police opened a death investigation after a man was found shot and killed early Monday morning. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. No arrests have been made. Jury selection is underway for a man charged with killing three people during a robbery attempt. Keon Kane is facing three counts of capital murder for the death of Eddie Scott, Anthony Smith, and Al Benson at a Prattville barbershop in July 2017. Kane's co-defendant, Marty Morgan, pleaded guilty to capital murder last March. And after nearly 2 years under review, Montgomery Public Schools has regained full accreditation. Based on an updated report presented Monday, MPS has shown improvement in just about every area that needed improvement in 2018. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 2729-228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Fresh Market Gift Basket drawing. We do that on Friday, 1-2:30 to 2:45. We'll send a gift basket, $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's see here. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, always.
Dan, now listen, I just wanted to say that, first off, you need to be taking this coronavirus, this quarantine in place, a little more serious.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Look, man, what they're talking about, let's just go ahead and say it. They're calling for everybody to take a few days off.
Ooh.
And I see the writing on the wall about this quarantine in place. Soon they'll be saying it'll be like paid maternity leave. Take a few days off, and they'll send you a check. It's going to be great. And they may even try to string it out till November. And that's my 2 cents. And God bless.
I like that.
That's so bad. Oh man. I just wanted to say hey. So thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
And just a heads up, Dan, we had somebody call in and said there's a vehicle completely stopped. Doesn't look like there's a wreck, but it's causing all sorts of mayhem. Completely stopped on 85 southbound just before Ann Street. It stalled out. Something's going on. And so it's causing problems. People are swerving all over the place to avoid it. So a wreck might be imminent.
And knowing that part of town, absolutely.
Right.
So it's just stopped in the middle of the road?
Yeah, on 85 southbound just before the Ann Street exit.
Well, should we go get in our car and go look at it?
I think we should keep doing the show. Other people can deal with that.
Okay. 2729-228 southbound on I-85 right before the Ann Street exit. Vehicle stopped in the highway. If you're near there, you have more information for us, please call us at 272-9228. Okay, Kevin McCarthy. China blames CIA for the corona, and then he's going to talk about the stimulus package.
There's a piece in the Washington Times today. Chinese state-run media outlets have increasingly been promoting a new disinformation theory, Congressman, that the virus originated in the U.S. Reports that have prompted rumors spreading throughout China and Asia that the CIA was behind the outbreak. How good is that?
That is so offensive because you know in January, President Trump asked President Xi to send our doctors, our scientists in.
They wouldn't let the CDC in.
They would not let them in until it got into Italy and everywhere else. We could have contained this in China if China would have allowed us in. What were we able to do with Ebola when our experts came in? Kept it to Africa. Everything this president has done has been right and smart. The Chinese are the one to be blamed here, but you never hear that over on Capitol Hill. All they want to do is take away his ability to ban, and they want to take away his ability to keep this country safe. That is wrong.
The panic spreading to the markets is a real problem.
It's a real problem.
The policy will go a long way to calming things down. And those policies, America first, stimulus, you've got to have a stimulus out there for the economy. It's got to be done.
We got to. And I agree. This will bounce back. Today was a lot about oil, lot about Saudi Arabia fighting Russia. And what are they most concerned about? America being able to become energy independent.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that's kind of interesting when you read below the line here. The fracking industry, this basically really hurts fracking, which is big in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Mexico. And because if you're down at this level, if you're down at the $32 a barrel part, then fracking is not as affordable because it costs so much to frack. And so then your profit margin gets down so much lower. So some places may go out of business because of this. I saw in my stock review, stocks most down in using today's market open, which was up, but most down in the last five market days. Energy stocks, fracking is number one that's out there. Okay, so here's another little interesting thing in light of Morning Joe. Donald Trump came out and did the coronavirus, the task force briefing. And when he did that, the futures market started going up at that point when he did that. You could literally watch it, and it was up about 300 plus points from the point that it began to the point that it ended. And then it just kept going up ever since. That was yesterday afternoon, by the way. Morning Joe people didn't seem to see that. But I noticed that, and it's not that Donald Trump did anything outstanding, but the whole team did probably the best briefing I've seen so far. It was very informative. It was a lot of the things that Joe was talking against. They were saying, you know, if you're an at-risk community, then you need to be cautious. They flat out said, which I know Carnival Cruise Line really appreciated this, they absolutely said, don't get on a cruise ship. If you are 60 years old or older, and you're at risk, do not get on a cruise ship, period. Carnival was going, damn, there goes that patient. So let's listen in to the story by Shannon Breen's operation.
President Trump's economic and coronavirus teams joining forces to look into options like paid sick leave for hourly workers and a payroll tax cut or suspension. But some Republicans aren't thrilled about the prospect of more big spending in the form of another, what they think would be a stimulus package. Correspondent David Spun.
Earlier tonight, the president and his team held another briefing before cameras to update the American people. The big takeaways, don't panic, be aware, and if you feel sick, go get checked out.
We are going to take care of and have been taking care of the American public and the American economy.
President Trump spent just a few minutes in front of the cameras tonight, teasing a press conference tomorrow. He'll announce economic relief, including a possible payroll tax cut. He says his focus is on hourly workers.
It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it.
Around the world, officials are watching nearly 110,000 confirmed cases of the virus. New York and Washington State lead with the most cases. New York increased 35% in 24 hours. COVID-19 has claimed at least 26 lives in the United States, the majority of deaths connected to a Seattle area nursing home. The CDC is posting ads like this around the country.
If you are a child or young adult, you are more likely to die from the flu if you get it than you are to die from coronavirus. So there is something about being young that is protective.
In Oakland, California, the Grand Princess carrying 21 passengers confirmed to have COVID-19 docked this afternoon. Those passengers will undergo strict quarantine procedures. Tonight, Democratic leadership met on Capitol Hill to discuss the next steps.
They're all more worried about Dow Jones than the Jones family.
We need focus on this issue. And if there's going to be relief, it ought to be aimed at the families that are most affected.
At the news conference today, President Trump was asked if he was tested. He walked out and didn't answer. We found out late tonight, though, President Trump was not tested for COVID-19. Same story for Vice President Mike Pence, who said he was told it was not necessary. Shannon.
The Trump's personal physician, the military doctor that famously did his first checkup, he said, there's no need to do it. I mean, if he was symptomatic, that'd be one thing. If he had been exposed to somebody that had a lot, you know, that was really sick, that'd be another. But there's no need for it. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Afternoon, Dan.
How are you, Corona King?
I'm Corona free.
I like that. Me too. Because I'm doing my part.
Yeah. Hey, I was watching some of the financials this morning, and they were concerned about some of the oil companies being leveraged so high that if oil stayed down, you know, around $30 a barrel, that the ripple effect, you know, that they could possibly file bankruptcy or need a bailout, and the ripple effect on down would be significant financially.
They weren't talking about the big oil companies. They were talking about
some of the smaller ones.
Yeah, okay.
Not the biggies, but...
Yeah, the fracking companies took it on the chin. I mean...
Right.
When I was looking through a list of them, they had one that was down 75% from 36 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty substantial.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, too, that if Morning Joe thinks that people like Fox News are shilling for the president. Obviously, he hadn't been.
No, Vladimir Putin. They're believing Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, you know, but he hasn't been watching Tucker Carlson because he has been pushing the panic button for like 2 weeks.
He has. I was kind of surprised at him last night.
I quit watching it. I stopped watching him because, you know, it just got to the point of, okay, that's enough. You know, enough of the panic here. You know, we can, let's move on.
Yeah, I watched that too, and I almost was thinking, okay, is Tucker's angle really to play up the anti-China aspect of this? That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah. It, you know, it's just sometimes, you know, I mean, he's about the only person on Fox that I watch, you know, with any regularity. And, you know, sometimes he gets off on tangents that are just, you kind of ask yourself, where is he going with this? So,
yeah.
This is one of those times. So, but anyway.
But I was really kind of surprised at what he said and how he said it, because it really wasn't, it was just based on theories, not on evidence.
Right. And, you know, kind of his angle was that, you know, you better look out for yourself because the government ain't going to look out for you.
Yeah.
You know, kind of an attitude, which is, you know, I think is kind of ignorant on his part to be, you know,
well,
saying that.
Yeah, Tucker is normally not a, you know, government save us type person, but he did do the you need to be aware and plan accordingly. I tell you one thing, this this medical leave stuff that the Democrats are talking about, that's crazy.
Oh, it is.
I mean, how are you going to be able to say, well, Joey Clark said, I need to take off, and you need to pay me for taking off. You know, what evidence are you going to use to make that decision?
Right.
You know, oh, I have a cough.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I can see a lot of people not showing up for work.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it's typical of Democrats. You know, it's Christmas time year-round.
It is. Merry Christmas.
It's our money. So,
it grows on the tree that's outside of the Capitol.
Well, I mean, and to boot, a lot of these symptoms are almost indiscernible from a really bad hangover. So
I know exactly when you describe what
you probably watery eyes.
I was going, I've felt that before. I didn't have Corona, but I had way too much tequila.
Yeah, you know, and it's absurd even put it in the same category, you know, as influenza, because here you are, you know, we've had, what, between 14,000 and 18,000 people already die this year in the United States from influenza, and you don't even, and you've had, what, 26, 27 of coronavirus who've died here in the U.S.?
Yeah, this is not an apples-to-apples kind of thing.
Absolutely not. So, you know, they need to get things in perspective.
Oh, wait, you're talking about NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN?
Well, even, you know, even Fox, I mean, their morning shows, you know, when I turn in on, that's the first thing they go to is the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. It's all like, corona all the time.
All the time, you know, and it's like, so I pretty much quit watching most of the news shows. All I watch news-wise is just the financials, you know, and sit there and just keep telling myself I'm in it for the long haul.
There you go.
So anyway.
Just take another shot of tequila. Thanks,
exactly.
Let me go to a break. Jim, Kevin, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Happening across the nation right now, ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Ah, yes. Danced to this many a time. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to see it's raining again here. My yard was getting a little dry.
No way. My yard got dry.
The ponds were drying up. I was going to say something about Fox there with old Tucker there. He would say this. He was using this last night. Don't believe what they are. But who are they? That's what he's kind of a conspiracy guy. He really believes in this deep state thing. And I take it like that, but he kept saying they don't believe what they are telling you. And I don't know who they is, but, I'm just surprised. Dan, do these shows that come on, they are scripted. Fox knows what's going on. He's reading that stuff off a teleprompter when he's talking. He's got his notes up. Somebody has to okay that. So why would Fox let him do that? And then the next show comes on with Hannity, and he's completely opposite.
I'm not sure that Fox does that.
You think they allow him to go in there and say anything he wants to say?
I think that they trust his judgment, and that just like my show, Blue Water didn't tell me what to say. I don't get any approval for it. I just walk in the studio and we do our show.
Well, same, I can understand that, Dan.
Yep.
I mean, with your talent, I can understand that. But I'm just, and I agree with Dave. They're just gone. Yesterday, Dan, the only thing I turned on really yesterday was when I knew they were going to do that report at, 5 o'clock or whatever with the president and the vice
president.
Wasn't
that good? Wasn't that good?
I was. That was great.
That was the best one I've seen.
Yeah. And I taped the Bernie thing and then went back and watched that.
Town Hall, didn't Bernie do a good job?
What a clown.
I didn't say you had to agree with him. I thought he did a very good job.
A very good job of being Bernie.
Yeah, let me tell you something. We're going to get into this, but I think his ability on this debate stage on Sunday is going to be interesting. I think it's going to make Joe Biden look bad. And they're not doing a stand-up by the ski-mobile podiums. They're going to be seated at a table. And that's going to be a little hard on Bernie because Bernie likes to use his hands and walk around.
Yeah. I mean, he was quick to answer, but but he never really answered the question about how much it's going to cost.
Well, he did.
He keeps going, saying so many things at one time and gets you all confused, and that's it.
Well, he did the Finland and Sweden, and those are really the socialist countries. Those are not socialist countries. They're more billionaires per capita there than they are in the United States.
Yeah, it was. But he did fine. But like I agree with you, he is so fast at spitting stuff out. He's going to have Biden's head spinning.
He really is. I think Biden is going to, I think he's going to win today, but I think Sunday may be a buyer's remorse day for some voters.
Well, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be interesting there. But, yeah, I'm just going to have to go with the occasional updates on the news and watch more other stuff. I know it's out there, but the media needs to tamper down this panic stuff. Every time Fox comes back from a break, it's breaking news.
Yeah, alert. Fox News alert.
Man coughs. All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon.
I will try. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding.
I was just going to ask you, all these people that are, giving the old threat, telling you to be scared of the coronavirus and this and that and the other, do you think that they have stock in Purell hand sanitizer?
Well, there isn't a Purell sanitizer to get your hands on.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You think they got stock in it?
Maybe so.
Do you know what the symptoms are of that stuff?
Yeah, very similar to the flu, and sometimes it's asymptomatic. In other words, you're not running a high fever, and you're not doing things that are, you're not running high fever, and you're not, it has less symptoms than the flu.
Okay, all right. Well, is there any possible way I can get into Sweet Creek?
Well, did you pay Joey the $50?
Man, I forgot.
Put it on his
tab. That is the correct answer, actually, on air. What is your month and day of birth, Kevin?
3/22.
You're in, my friend. You're in.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
Why do my palms feel so greasy?
Purell.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason.
Let's go to a break. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Show. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
My Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's Cars, Cuckoos, Caffeine, Canines, and Consultation. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoos, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoos, Caffeine, Canines, and Consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New Jersey now reports its first coronavirus death, the 27th nationwide. Part of New Rochelle, New York, considered a hot zone, has schools and businesses closed for the next 2 weeks. Vice President Pence says in a meeting with President Trump and health insurance executives that they've all agreed
to waive all co-pays on coronavirus testing and extend coverage for coronavirus treatment in all of their benefit plans.
New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says there needs to be paid sick leave and other help for working Americans.
We don't want them to have to choose between taking care of their health condition or their economic condition.
The president's talked about a payroll tax cut. House Democrats win access to grand jury evidence and testimony from the Mueller Special Counsel Russia investigation. That ruling today from a federal appeals court in D.C. The Justice Department could appeal that ruling to the Supreme Court. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very spring-like forecast for the rest of this week. Today's high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Scattered showers possible from time to time today and tonight. Maybe the rumble of thunder. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day this week. So Thursday and Friday, with a high in the upper 70s, the risk of showers continues. We'll be near 80 on Saturday. Slight risk of showers continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know 272-9228, that's where we are.
I used to put my faith in worship, but then my chance to get to heaven slim.
Well, we're getting some of these other things here. We didn't get to a clip yesterday. Ron Johnson with Hannity on Hunter Biden investigation. Listen in.
It appears at this hour, Senator Mitt Romney, Utah has come to his senses tonight, saying that he will not stand in the way of the first subpoena in the Senate's Biden Burisma probe. Joining us now is Senator Ron Johnson, and he is vowing to hold a committee vote as soon as next week and to subpoena Hunter Biden-linked associate who worked for the consulting firm that represented Burisma Holdings, which hired zero experience Hunter, being paid millions, no qualifications. Here to explain, he is the Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman, Ron Johnson. Senator, our country was dragged through an impeachment over a phone call where we had one fact witness testified before the House that said, oh, yeah, he said no quid pro quo. That was their one. Everyone else was an opinion witness or a hearsay witness. No fact witnesses, not even admissible under federal rules of evidence. And now we have Joe on tape. We played it many times. You're not getting a billion unless you fire the prosecutor that he knew was investigating his son being paid millions. And we know the son said on Good Morning America he had no experience. To me, it is breathtaking hypocrisy. Do you see it the same way based on just what we know?
Well, of course it's hypocrisy. That's really the definition of Democrats. But the good news, Sean, is I'm not Adam Schiff. We're not Democrats. We're going to be careful. We're going to be deliberative. We're going to go through this investigation, and we're going to reveal the truth. And by the way, it pays off. You know, my committee, we've got excellent investigators and attorneys. It was our committee's efforts that really exposed the editing process of the James Comey exoneration memo. And then that prompted an IG report, and then working with the IG, it's my committee that made public most of the Lisa Page, Peter Strzok texts. So diligent oversight. Tenacious oversight eventually brings forward the truth. And what's been hampering us right now is we have the special counsel, and it's really difficult to get information when you have criminal investigations ongoing. The impeachment really stopped us as well. But now that the impeachment's over, we're starting to get documents, for example, about 2,800 pages out of the State Department. We've got the National Archives sitting on probably more than 10,000 pages responsive to our request for notes and information on these meetings that took place between DNC officials, Obama administration officials, including one certain National Security Council Ukrainian specialist and Ukrainian prosecutors. We're just waiting on President Obama's legal counsel to release those so our committee can continue its oversight work. So we are diligently pursuing this, and the American people will eventually get the truth that they deserve.
That's Ron Johnson. That's big. So we've heard Lindsey Graham talk about this. Burr seems to be now on board. But Ron Johnson, this is big, and he's very public about it. So Ron Johnson with Hannity on the IG report and FISA and the Attorney General reporting issues.
The evidence to me is overwhelming and incontrovertible, just like we have overwhelming and incontrovertible that subpoenaed emails were purposely deleted, and we know that Bleach Pit was used to prevent any forensic recovery of emails. We know what happened with devices. Nothing happens. Russia dossier, people are warned, premeditated fraud on a FISA court. Nothing happens. IG reports show, referrals, because high-ranking people like Comey and McCabe lied under oath. Now, they surrounded Roger Stone's home, 29 guys in tactical gear and frogmen, for process crimes. Seems like we have a dual justice system, Senator, and that would be Burisma, too.
No, I'm highly concerned about it. I've spoken with Attorney General Barr about this. I know John Durham, I've never spoken to him, but he sounds like a man of real integrity. My concern is he speaks with convictions. And the problem you have in any court case, and most of these things get brought within the District of D.C., it's a jury pool that's heavily tilted toward Democrats, which I think really is one of the reasons why they decided against indicting Andrew McCabe. So my point to the Attorney General is, even if you don't indict, you have to write a report, or you have to give that information to Congress so the American people know what happened. You know, one of our requests is to Attorney General Barr right now, within the Inspector General's report, the FISA report, there are four footnotes. They were redacted. They were classified. When you read those footnotes and you can compare it to the text in the public report, it's misleading. And I'm not blaming the IG. It's, you know, he writes a report, others redact it. We are asking for the Attorney General to declassify those four footnotes. It gives a completely different viewpoint of really what happened.
And I hope he does, because I would like to, when someone says it gives you a totally different viewpoint of it, if they're right, that would be very important to me. Smokey Otis, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. Good afternoon, Joey.
How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing just fantastic. Just trying to drive into Montgomery out here on Interstate 85. And I was just listening to that segment, Dan. And what I'd like to know is, when are we going to see some indictments? When are we going to see some perp walls?
Well, I think we need to have the Durham report to see what he says.
Well, that's just been coming and coming and coming, and I don't know.
Well, it's like I always say to you guys, is that if this is so big that they've got to get it right. So if what happens, if half of what happens is what we think happened, then this is big. I mean, you're talking about a former director of this FBI, deputy director of the FBI. You're talking about some big players here.
Yeah, I agree with that. I know there's some big players there, but I would just like to see somebody walk, just the first one. you know, we've just been waiting on this and waiting on this. And I hope they line them up myself. I hope they just take them down 1, 2, 3, 4 and just go on with it.
Well, hopefully we'll know in the fullness of time. Hopefully what will happen is Durham...
In the fullness of time, that's it.
Hopefully what will happen is Durham will hold a press conference and say, just like Mueller did, Mueller's group did, and say, you know, we've done the following indictments. And let the press go absolutely crazy.
And smoking note is there was something big that kind of went under the radar. John Solomon brought it out into light. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, he's now the new chief judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISA court. And he came out and said there's little doubt that the government breached its duty of candor to the court with respect to those applications, those on Carter Page. And he went beyond all the excuses even Director Wray has made, Comey made, Rosenstein made. He didn't buy any of it. He said, it's not procedures. It's not lower-level people. It's you at the top. And I'm worried, based on how much you lack candor, that this isn't the only instance of the FBI abusing this process. That's the new head of the FISA.
Yeah, and that's the Nunes was on Hannity. We'll get to that cut next, and he's talking about that.
Well, it seems like it's even bigger than big. This is going to be humongous.
This is going to be, in the words of Donald Trump, huge.
Huge, exactly. All right, Dan, how about throwing me in a Sweet Creek this week?
What do you think? Does anyone want to do that?
I think it's
okay,
right.
We got you smoking notice. You have
I
your birthday?
I appreciate y'all.
5'10"?
5'10" smoking?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll double check our
Well, we can recognize it if it was a mile away. Let's go to the Hannity. It's going to be talking to Nunes, Greg Jarrett, and Sarah Carter. Listen in.
It was a dirty Russian dossier that was used as the bulk of information in the FISA application that illegally spied on and took away the civil liberties and constitutional rights of Carter Page to spy on a candidate he hated, to spy on a transition team he hated, and a president he hated. Now, he recently told an audience at Oxford that he will not cooperate with the Durham probe. Fine, let's extradite him. Assange can stay. The good news is we are inching closer and closer to truth and justice because, as Solomon points out, scathing rebuke of FBI agents involved in the Page warrant by a federal judge just last week. Look at this. 21 words uttered by FISA court that changed the Russia collusion case forever, effectively barring those agents from appearing in front of the court. Here was reaction Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, Fox News contributor Sarah Carter, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. All right, I want to get to the bottom of this. These 21 words are dead on accurate, Devin Nunes. This makes all the difference in the world. Finally, finally, the FISA court gets to be heard from. Do you get to bring them before your committee?
We don't get to bring the court before our committee, Sean, but it's really too little too late. I'm glad that the new justice there is actually taking some action. But like you said in the monologue, the Congress really has to open up all of FISA. It has to be looked at. Tonight, just got out of about an hour and a half meeting with Attorney General Barr. He's got some great ideas. We still are suspect that the Democrats who control the House are actually going to allow us to get the reforms we need. Because look, at the end of the day, we need FISA to protect this country, but not if it comes at the sake of our liberties that we would have to give up. And that's really what we're dealing with right now.
That's just exactly how I tell you this. FISA thing is scary of what all they did. And if they don't fix it, my faith in them is going to be really low.
And I like Rand Paul's, what he's requesting for reform. I don't think it'll happen, practically speaking. But what he wants to say, essentially, you cannot take a FISA warrant out on any American citizen.
Yeah, Mike Lee's with that also.
And I like that because you want to surveil an American citizen, get a regular warrant in regular court.
Regular court. Don't do the special recipe type way. Okay, so Hannity is going to be talking to Greg Jarrett, talking about the judge slams his process. I mean, this was big.
The 21 words, Greg Jarrett, I'll read them to you. There is thus little doubt the government breached its duty of candor to the court with respect to those applications. Let me interpret it and put it in Hannity speak, because we know they were warned numerous times. Premeditated fraud on a FISA court to take away one American's constitutional rights and spy on a president. Sounds like the FISA court either watches this show or they read the Inspector General report that vindicated all four of us.
It took 21 words from a judge to essentially say, hey, they lied to us. Americans have lost faith in the FISA court because they've lost faith in the FBI and the Department of Justice to tell the truth, to present honest evidence. And instead, in this particular case, they presented 51 lies, deceptions, omissions, the concealing of evidence, and as you point out, fraud. And the reforms I've seen so far, suggested by the independent monitor and endorsed by the FISA court, these are nothing but pretend reforms. These are things that the Department of Justice and the FBI is supposed to do under the law. So in my judgment, the only solution is to abolish FISA or adopt what Senator Rand Paul is advocating, and that is no more FISA spying on Americans. In other words, put foreign back into the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Absolutely. Let me do this. I'm going to go to a quick break so I can come back to Rare Top and others right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving me a little hope. Joe and I were talking off mic and wanted to share this with you is that this FISA issue has got to be resolved. My confidence and faith in government is if they don't do something, it's going to be very, very low because I think this thing, in the words of Donald Trump, was huge. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gents.
How are you?
Spring has sprung. I'm breathing in all the pollen I can, and it's just wonderful.
Well, my table yesterday or on Sunday was yellow, my outside table.
It's like Sunday morning, the yellow cloud came, didn't it?
It did.
And that's good. We wouldn't be alive without it. What year was the FISA court established?
I think it was 1973.
I think the full reforms are under Carter, so 77. But, yeah, it was right after Nixon that FISA first got going. So it would be 73.
Look it up. With 19 intelligence agencies, why is FISA such a national of importance with all the surveillance we have and all the intelligence in the CIA, FBI?
Well, don't. The 19 intelligence agencies is kind of a farce because what you're talking about for example, is the Coast Guard doing maritime intelligence, and that's tracking ships and possible drug deals and things like that. So don't get too carried away with 19 intelligence agencies. There are basically three that you have to focus on.
Yeah, that's a nasty bunch, and they're always up to something.
Yeah, NSA, DNI, and CIA.
Golly, Moses. You know what? Damn. I don't know. The whole system is a racket, and it's tuned to be abused. That's what we obviously see. It is wide open for abuse, and it is designed that way until they change something. Can I ask you something on the stock market issue, since you're a financial guy?
I can, so I'm not giving investment advice. Go ahead.
Oh, no. The automated trading and the computers are causing all this runaway stuff pretty much in a lot of areas, wouldn't you say, with the runaway trading
about,
and all
that. Are you talking about the circuit breakers?
Yes, but the overall computer is doing most of the trading. Isn't that kind of true these days?
Yeah, what happens is, let's say you have a gigantic mutual fund. And what a programmer does is puts in certain things. For example, 50-day moving averages. So if a stock falls below 50-day moving average, it will look over and see how much inventory they have, and they'll have a preset formula to sell a certain amount of that inventory as soon as it breaks the 50-day moving average. Now, you get 100 mutual funds that have a big position in that, do all that at the same time. That was the 230 points in 5 minutes that happened a week ago.
Wow. Do you feel these are algorithmic programs. All these algorithms and all that are going to be the complete and sole future of the stock market? Do you think humans are ever going to take control, or do you guys have second thoughts about computers and algorithms really making so many of the decisions?
No, the answer is no. My problem is, and I'll talk a little inside baseball here, is what's called the one-sided trade. If you're buying something so you can make money that's going to go up, and there's another side of that trade, and that is that trade may go down. So you can go buy an exchange-traded fund to protect you from downside risk in the stock market. The problem is very few people use those. I can see a time in the near future where someone like me will have an artificial intelligence program for my clients, and instead of me having to pick up the phone and call them, it'll have a level of discretionary to it that the IA program that I write or I plug in for my client goes and executes things. I think it'll be a good thing because you can do what's called both sides of the trade. And I'll give you an example. So say I have a client that owns 10,000 shares of Exxon. So to protect himself from downside, I sell 100 covered calls. And so he gets that money for the covered calls. The stock goes down, and it never gets back into the money. So he just keeps that money, and that pads him from going down. But that's a very sophisticated programming. So
That's just the way business is going to be done from now on.
If you're dealing with a sophisticated enough broker, they can do that for you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, just whether I'm just getting clarification on this, all these massive swings, and do you contribute this computer trading and all this automated stuff to the volume in the stock market, or is that truly real?
No. What happens is, when it hits the 50-day moving average, the odds of it keep going down are higher than for it to go up unless it bounces off that 50-day moving average. So the marketeers know that. And so let's say you're running a $1.8 billion mutual fund and you've got $200 million in one stock that hits the 50-day moving average. Dumping out, 25% of that is just logical to do.
Right. Well, that's good information, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Here's another problem and why I like exchange-traded funds versus mutual funds. A mutual fund cannot settle until the end of the day. So if the stock market is going down, one of the things that really feeds the stock market, a person, Joe Citizen, sitting there watching the stock market go down. He goes, oh, my God. And he sells right in the close of the market.
Right.
And so it settles out the next day. And it, and that's you get this down spiral. And it that electronically traded funds are much faster than that. You get instant return. You can sell it any time during the day, which is why I like ETFs.
Yeah, that's a big difference. That's
very big difference.
Wow, and flexibility on how you can trade and make money.
Yeah, and let me, if you go back, and I'm big on the anatomy of the 1987 market, stock market crash, I've studied it every way you possibly can. One of the things that basically got the crescendo of that market down the way it went was because of mutual funds and people panicked. And basically, yeah, if you look at it, it had gone right back up to where it was within 9 months.
Yeah, more, the way, what I'm kind of hearing is more flexibility, more complexity to the trades you can make at more volume is generally a good thing. It allows you to be more anti-fragile.
Yeah, and the reason they do the circuit breakers at 7% is they're what are called market makers, and they, it stops the market from, it halts it, and then the market makers say, you're a market maker in Apple, and every company has a market maker on the floor of the stock exchange. Which is kind of interesting, by the way. I've been to the floor a couple of times. And so what they do is they get a balance. They have to do what's called balance their books. So if you have Apple Computer, which on that day that everything went down, not yesterday, but the big day last week, Apple Computer was down at 1.20%. And so the market maker wanted to go find buyers for that market, for that stock. So he may pick up the phone and call mutual funds. He may take it out of his own book of business. And he matches that market together. And then the market gets back into equilibrium instead of one-side sell trades.
Yes. Wow. I'm glad there's professionals like you to do that. And may I say one more thing? If sure. The governor does not appoint you chairman of the coronavirus commission, I am just, I've lost all faith in the government.
Corona for everybody.
That's right. So she better appoint the real experts, all I got to say. Thank you guys.
I know my corona.
Go Trump.
Thanks. You have a great day. I do know my corona. Okay, guys, we're up against the to the top of the hour break. We'll be doing the final hour Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday when we come back.